All the cool kids are doing it. Or are they? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mitch Prinstein, professor and director of clinical psychology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, explores whether perception is reality.
What do you think is the number one predictor of adolescent drug use, delinquency, even unsafe sex? The answer is how much adolescents perceive that their peers are engaging in these exact same behaviors. But that's kind of a trick answer. Notice I didn't say it's how much adolescents' peers are actually engaging in these behaviors. No, it's based on what teens perceive that their peers are doing. And this is key, because just like adults, teenagers tend to stink at estimating the behavior of others. Our perceptions can be very distorted, and usually we don't even realize it. My colleagues and I decided to do a study to examine just how much adolescents might be misperceiving their peers' actions. Spoiler alert, if you were cool in high school, you might not like these results very much. We started by asking adolescents in a typical public high school to tell us about the different groups in their school. If you've ever seen The Breakfast Club, you know exactly what I mean. We found out which kids were the jocks, the populars, the brains, and the burnouts. Then we asked all these kids to tell us how much they really did engage in a wide variety of risk behaviors. When we asked teenagers how much they thought the jocks and populars drank alcohol, smoked pot, or had sex, their estimations were sky high. But it was all a misperception. Jocks actually had no more sex than the brains, and their substance use wasn't that much different either. Why does this matter? Because when we followed these kids over the next 2 years, we learned that the more teens thought that the populars used substances, the more likely they were to increase their own drug use over time. We can all remember what the jocks and populars were like in high school, but maybe we didn't know them that well after all.
That was Mitch Prinstein of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.